We are on Daf Chof Chesamet Beis. Let us again start from the Gemara. We heard in the Sefer from the Mishnah, Reinetius Ha'elu Kolben Ad Sheyikzitzu Talus Kolben Ad Shetisorev Ein Lohem Pidyon. So it says that there's no Pidyon. So the Gemara asks Ulo Ilam, Amal ba'pado podon chayzreis v'kaychayz. Podon chayzreis v'kaychayz. Ad she yiktetsu. Niktetsu poidom pam achas v'dayay. V'ulam ha'kimin she niktetsu shuv ein poidom. Now let us see again the Ram. Ulo ilam perish bitmiyek loima. Hayech efshe shlo yei lem pidyin lo ilom, that they shouldn't have any pidyin. Hama ba pada, podon chayzreis v'dushis, kloima, kiktoni ein lem pidyin, that what says in the Mishnah ein lem pidyin, haynu kozman shlo niktitzu. Kozman, they weren't caught, so ein lem pidyin. V'lav lem meimer shlo yei lem pidyin klau. We can't take the Mishnah literally, that is no din pidyon before the ktsitze. Kloima shelo yehe pidyonam nitfas bikdushosam, that if it'll be paided in the tiyas, so the pidyon will not be nitfas bikdushosam, dimkein my chayzris bikdoshe. So what does Balpada say that it'll again become again kodesh? It never became ois kodesh to begin with. Alochi kama, ein lahem pidyon loitzion migdushosan legami. That these netiyas, before the ktsitze, there's no pidyon that can make them ois kodesh. Elakiven diyoma ache yiktitzu. Since he said that it should be kodesh till the ktsitze, areihu kaime beferish, Reinetius Aelu Kolben Meato. It should be a Kolben now. Vikolben Lakshayivtu. And if I'll be paid to them, it should be, again become a Kolben. Kolzman Shalayivtsu. That means this Seder, that after the Pidyon, it becomes again Kodesh. This Seder will be till the Ktsitze. V'nimtzo pidyoinam kodosh kolsho. So whenever they'll be paid to them, the pidyon will become kodosh. L'fisha yoytzeis ein l'chulin. Because the pidyon will make that it should go out l'chulin, and it should belong to the magdish. Elisha la'alta, no, the minute he's paid it, so right away, chayzreis u'gdusha is because that's what he said. He said he's magdishit atche yiktsitzu. That means that even though he'll be paid it again, so he's magdishit now, that after the pidyon, it should again become kaddish. Niktsitzu, what happens when they were cut? Poidom pam achas v'daye. The svirulei le'bapade, bapade hold sha'af al pi shaloi hikdishon, elo atche yiktsitzu. The hegdish was till they'll be cut down. Afilu hachi ki niktitzu leipoka kdushosam bechdi. The hegdish will not become nifka without a new pidyon. But if he'll be poide after the ktsitze, so then it will remain chul. That is what Balpada holds. Vuhulo ama, kiven she niktitzu shuv ein poiden. If they were cut down, there's no need to be paid it. The sviralei ulahot she'ein kedushasam nimsheches ela ad oiseis man she'gdishan. The kedusha is ad she'yiktsitzu, the way he said. Ava me'oiseis man ve'eilech poko kedusha bechdi. But as soon as it's niktsat, the kedusha was only for a certain zman. So as soon as it's niktsat, so automatically it becomes chulin, without a pidyon. V'kosav ho Rashba zal. So the Rashba says The ule loipolig ad the balpade. The whole machlokes that ule has on balpade, ela balaacha sheyiktitzu, after they will be cut, do you need a pidyon to mafkia the kedusha that is still on it? The lebar pade loipoga poko kedusha bechti. According to balpade, so the kedusha will not be nifka, even though he said it should be ad sheyiktitzu, but loipoga kedusha bechti. Ula ula poka, and ula holds that no. That since he said it should be Kodesh Atshe Yiktsitsu, so the Hegdish is Mugbul till the Ktsitsa. As soon as he's Kaitsitsa, automatically the Hegdish goes off. So the Rashba says that is the only Machloikis between Ula and Balpade. Do you need a Pidyon after the Ktsitsa? Aval Atshe Yiktsitsu, but till the Ktsitsa, that Balpada said that Kedushais v'chayisreis v'kedushis, because he said, ad sheyiktitzu, netiyas eilo yu kolbin ad sheyiktitzu, which means that till the ktsitze he's magdashit, which just like according to Balpada, it means kedushis v'chayisreis v'kedushis, so according to Ula, it's also the same thing. There's no machloikis Ula and Balpade in this Nekuda, if it's Kedoshis, Mechaisel, Bekedoshis. That's Icha, Nichlal, in Atshe Yiktsitsu, that till the Ktsitsa it should be Kedosh, and if it will be Poydir, it should become Chayzer, Bekedoshis. The machloikis is only if after the Ktsitsa is it necessary to have opinion. Amal Atshe Yiktsitsu, Lekula Alme, Podon, Chayzei Sekdoshis. Vahainu Diktoni, and that is Pshat in the Mishneh, Ein Lohem Pidyon. That means, Ein Lohem Pidyon means, Tildek Tzitze. Ein Lohem Pidyon Tildek Tzitze. Because after the Tzitze, so according to Balpada, you do need Pidyon, and according to Ula, you don't need Pidyon. So what's the Dutch Ein Lohem Pidyon? So Ein Lohem Pidyon means, according to everyone, till the Ktsitsa, Pidyon will not help. That's the Dutch Ein Lohem Pidyon. Pidyon will not help because it's Chayz Reis V'Koychus. That's a Dava Muskim. V'Kivin Shekei. So if we see, this is a Dava Muskim, if a person is magdish something tilasman, Atshe Yiktsitsu, so that means that the Hegdish should be Chayza V'Niyah if he'll be paided. V'kiven Shekein, Kosa V'Zal, Zal, the Mahosha Minin, L'dine Momenis. So from this Gemara, we can learn out Halach and Dine Momenis. Sha'ayma l'chaveiloi, leich chazeik okni sode zu. This is the Rishash's Gilsi. Leich chazeik okni sode zu. Make a chazok and diskalke. Shetei nesun aloch, it should be yours. Mei achshav ad she'eilech l'rishalayim. It should be yours from now, till I go to Yerushalayim. V'chosa v'kono mimenu kaidem sha'ola l'Yerushalayim. Before he went up to Yerushalayim, he purchased it back from the Mekabel Matana. Zok terashbe is chayze v'zeiche bo Mekabel. So it, the Mekabel Matana will be chayze v'zeiche shekach omaloi. La'olam yehei sheloch ad she'ala l'Yerushalayim. Just like we say ad she'yiktsitzu, bein le'ule, bein le'balpade. It says ein le'pidyon, that means after the pidyon, it becomes again kodesh. So if I said it should be yours ad she'ala l'Yerushalayim, that means even if I'll purchase it from you, it'll still become yours again. It will become yours again. Umeachsho, so he's makne to him now. And he's also giving it to him on the, that after he'll repurchase it from him, so he's again makne to him. Meal. So that we see because there's no machlokes in this bein leula, bein lebapada. Meal. But now the Rashba says, now, this will only work if he said that the kinyan chazoke on the later zman should be chal now. That means as follows. Ocheret means that we're making a chazoke, that it should be yours now. And it should be yours now from this man after I repurchase it from you. That means that you're zoiche now a bailis in this kalke on that later man. So it's yours now for the later man. Oh, you're making a maisekinya now for the later man. So we say ma'asha. Avoloi omaloi me'asha. But if we will say that it's yours now for now, and later when I'll repurchase it from you, so then it will then become yours with this kinyan chazoke. Is laikoni. She says, then he won't be kaine. The kivin the kinyonai bechazoke, since he is kaine with chazoke, v'chazoke zu shehu machshiv achshav, and this maisa chazoke that he's making now, kval koso la'acha shekona mimeno. So this maisa chazoke ends as soon as he purchased it from him. So memele, if the new kinyan has to be chal la'acha sheyikneyu ha'anoisen mimeno, so it's koso kinyonai. If will not be in the rishus of the koine lacha lamed, he won't be koine. Hachinami, kiven da oisai kinyin sheini, if will say he did not say me asho, so since this kinyin sheini loichayil mehashto, Elo li acher sheyachzer v'yikna oisa mimenu, will only be kainit after the nisen repurchases it from the mekabel matone. Vahi shato kvar kolso chazokezu. So then it should be kainit. You don't have a kinyan chazoke then. Kolso chazokezu. The Evshe Loishe Yikne. So that what the Rashba said, that we derive from our Gemara, that if a person gives a Zman for the Kinyan, so that means that till that Zman, it's in Kono, so he's makne it back, that is Dafke, if he said Meyasha. Yeah, miu ki amrina de chol heiched de loy amaloy me achshav loykone. That what we said, that if he did not say me achshav, he's not koine. Davke bekone bechazoke. So with chazoke, there's a chesaron of kolso kinyane. That means the kinyan has to be chal later. In Bishas, the chalois of the kinyan, there is no maise kinyan around. Avol bekona bekesef. But what is, if a person will purchase a karke bekesef, and will say also such a nusach, ache yala li Yerushalayim. So we're saying this is a purchase for now, and it's a purchase from after the Meichel will repurchase it, I'm purchasing it again. Even though he didn't say Me'achshav, Kone. He'll be Kone. Lefishe Shibud Hamois Adayin Hukayim. Because there, the Mois, the money that was given, so this Keseda Ashibud on this Mois, so this is equivalent to Arein Mekudeshesli La'achar Shloishim Yoim. The Mekudeshes Afal Pish and Nisachlu Hamois. The halacha is that if a person makes Kedushin La'achar Lamed, and even though the Isha ate up the mois is not around anymore. When it comes lamet, she becomes mekudeshes. Aye, it's kosa kinyoni. There's no more kesef anymore to be goymer the issues. Mishum dahani zuzi lav lemil vedomi. It's not pshat she owes him money and he's mekadesha bemilve. The loyle pikodin domi, it's not pshat is that it's his money, and she's kind of the money la'achalamit. No pshat is, Elisabeth, I'm a bekedushin. No pshat is that this money was given for kedushin, and even though it was nis'akal hamois, but the shibud that the money creates, that means kozman there's no kedushin, so, she's mishubit to give back this money for the kedushin that it was given for. It was given for kedushin, and the shibud that this money creates is kayim, even though it was nisakal hamois. So memele, so by money, there's no chesorin of kolso kinyone. That means the while the Rashba is saying, we have two Gemoras. We have a Gemara in Ksubis by Meshiche. By saying, Meshoich Porezu, V'loi Sikne L'Alacha Lamed. So there's a Chasorn of Koso Kinyonoi if the Behemi is not Bershus Hakoine when it comes Lamed. V'shas the Gemar Kinyon, we need that the Maise Kinyon or a Chelik of the Maise Kinyon should still be Kayim. Masha'in came by Kinyan Kesef, he has a Gemara in Kedushin, that the Gemara says in Kedushin that if you say, Arayt Mekadesh is La'achalamet, and the Mois is not Kayim, but since the Shibut that this Mois is creating is still Kayim, and that creates the Kedushin, so Memela there is no Chason of Kolsa Kinyone, so the Rashba is saying that by Mois there will not be a problem. There is a problem that means the Rashba should have been more explicit. That means, let us assume that he'll repurchase this kalka three times, Achiyala Lirushalayim. So that means, altogether, we want to sell this kalka four times. I'm selling it to you now. Then when I'll repurchase it, I'm selling it to you again. I'll repurchase and sell it to you again. I purchase on you again. So memele, so now, if, let us say, for practical purposes, the Lekech gave him four Plutas. And we spoke out, not for Pluta Aleph, I'm selling it to you now. For Pluta Beis, I'm selling it to you from when I'll repurchase it. And for Pluta Gimel, when I repurchase it. Pluta Dalet, again, I'll repurchase it. So I'm making now four Kinyonim for four different Zmanim. We don't need Ma'achshav, the Rashba says over here. Because even though Nisachal Amois, it's called Shibudam Kayim. So I'm making a Kinyan for now, for next month, for next month, for next month. Fine. And there's no chesaron of kol sekinyomi. By chazaka, I can't do this because by the next month, there's no chazaka anymore. So you have to say ma'aksha. But that's very good if you speak out that we're splitting up the kesef. That means we have enough kesef for each kinyan, for each akno, which we will be making. So we're saying that, so there's no chesaron of kolso. But the Rashba is very sosem, aval bekona bekesef does not necessarily mean that he gave him four plutis. And we spoke out, poshet kona bekesef is, I was kainin now for kesef. That means I purchased it now for kesef, and I said, atshiala v'shalayim. So l'chayir, if I'm giving them, how much money am I giving for the first kinyan? I mean, l'chayir, it's very unclear. The Rashba, that means if you specify, and there can be 20 kinyan, the kinyonim, there can be 25 kinyonim. So the Rashba would have to specify that we give 25 plutas. I mean, and we have to speak out that the kesef I'm giving for now and for later and for lachalamid and etc. So then we understand it very good. There's no chesaron of kolsa. But if I just give money, I'm kainin now the kesef, so this kesef is for the itzdik kinyan. For the later kinyan need new kesef. So this is a hora dachsach mid the achainim amoire and the Rashba. That's one hora. Balkapodim, let's go further. Hilkach, mi shehiknes odeyu bekesef. The person was maknes field bekesef, ad sheyelech lirushalayim. Bein the omalei mei achshav, he said it should now be yours for now and for later and etc. That means mei achshav, it should be now yours on the latest month. It belongs now to you. Bein the loy omalei mei achshav, he didn't say it should be now yours for the latest month. He said it should then become yours. Inami bechazoke v'omalei mei achshav. Or if he made chazoke v'amalei me'achshav, im choza v'koni mimenu, koidim sholi rishalayim, choza v'zoiche boi mekabel. So the mekabel will be kain again. So that means even though we have a gemara which is speaking about hegdish, but al kaponim we can learn, bein mi'ula, bein mi'bal pode, ad sheyikzitzu means that Kiseide, there'll be a new hegdish, atche yiktsitsu, that's shan, atche yiktsitsu. So a mele, so on hilchis chayshe mishpat, atche alev ishalayim, also means the same thing. That there will kiseide be akno, atche alev ishalayim. Miu, hani mele, heichi shekonehu. Now this thing works, that it's chayze vehigdish. It's chaza vehikne davke shekonayhu. So that was the maise kinyan now. It's mine now, and I makne you when it will become mine again. So I'm also being makne to you. Avol konay achemina lekeyach. But what will be if someone else will purchase it from the lekeyach? This acher will now sell it to the moicha. Loikone, he will not be kainish ha'olo l'yushalayim. One second. Loikone l'keyach. Yeah, so then the l'keyach will not be kainish. That since it became in the middle of someone else's, so then this whole seder becomes bottle. I can only make a kinyan, that means I can only be maknet if it will come back to me, so I'm saying the coming back to me I'm making now a knada, when it comes back to me, I'm happening it again. But the minute that someone else was koined, so then that's a hefsik of this whole pattern. And it can, and even though I'll purchase it later from him, it'll be too late. That's what the Rashba says. Mi'an mir shekonehu, avokone achem in alikeyes, avopisha chozal vihikno lemoicha, the acha was maknet later to this moicha, lekone lekeyes, doasa acha va'afsekei, because someone came in between, and that was mafsik this whole pattern. That means I'm only bekoyach to make a hakno now for the latest man if it will always be mine. So that means I'm making a knoh whenever it will come into my reshus, so I'm making the maise kinyan now. But if in the middle it becomes someone else's, so then I'm not anymore bekoich to make now a maise kinyan, even though later I'll purchase it from him. Eilu dvorov zal. So this is what the Rashba was madai from our Gemara. He was machadish adin and dinei momnes from our Gemara that says chayzus ukdoshes. V'hachocham hagodol Ramoshe Kartovi zal cholak olav. He's cholak on the Rashba, and he says that first of all, that what the Rashba said, that bein bar poda and bein ula hold that till ul be niktsas it's chayza v'kdoishes, and that's the davar muskim, and the only machlekes is if it's niktsas you need pidyin. So he says, I wish to disagree with you. V'omar de bar poda v'ule betalti pligi. There's a double machlekes. In this double machloikis is totally one and the other. What does that mean? The mishum. The svira leila bar poda de kdusha leipoka leibechdi. Bar poda holds that kdusha leipoka bechdi, as we'll see the next sugya. So bar poda had a problem. When a person says, hare nitiyos elu kdushos ad sheyiktetsu. So what does this mean? So you can't say it means it should be kodosh till the ktzitza and then the kedusha will be nifka by itself, because that's not true. Kedusha loipoka b'chdi. That's what Bapoda says. So that means kozman, you won't make a pidyin, it's going to remain kodosh leol mayat. So what's pshat not sheyiktetsu? It's going to be kodesh later also. So Bapode was forced to say, you know what Atshe Yiktsitsu means? Atshe Yiktsitsu means that till the Ktsitsu it's going to become again kodesh. Because Bapode did not have a pshat in Atshe Yiktsitsu. That's the only way you can understand Atshe Yiktsitsu. You can't say Atshe Yiktsitsu is as man till when the Kedusha will remain, because the Kedusha is going to remain always. Kedusha loipoka b'chdi. Sha'atze Yiktsitsu is being mechadish tos, and I'm going to be chayzer umagdish. The mishum disvira leila ba'apada, the kedusha leipoka lo b'chdi, therefore he will say, come out the podon chayzeris v'kdoishis. The ilav hochi, because if you'll say it's not chayzeris v'kdoishis, lo malei lai gavra le meimat she yiktsitsu. So what is he saying at she yiktsitsu for? Im lo imer she la'ach mikante tu shoson nivkas me meile. If the purpose is he's saying it that the kedusha should be till the ktsitsa, and then automatically it's going to fall off. Yevsha, the kedusha lo pokal obachdi. V'kibin shekein lomo lo yigdisha lachlutim. So what's this whole lot she yigdisha to? It's going to remain kodesh, yaseach, v'tisrael, leil kodeshes. Why do you have to speak about the yigdisha to? V'omar adoylo. Let him say, let him be madish at adoylo. And if it'll be paid, it'll be paid, because the same thing will happen over here. So that she yiktsitsu, according to Baal Poder, means shafilu yivdem koidim she yiktsitsu, afilu al be poided, tarzak du shosan aleya. Hilkach kiktoni ein lehem pidyin. So according to Baal Poder, ein lehem pidyin means loibo loima shaloye tsriches pidyin she yiktsitsu. Ein lepin does not mean you do not need pidyon afterwards, because you need pidyon afterwards. The yavsha, the kedusha lepal kebechdi, ela loymar she'ein pidyono meitzin lechulon ashe yiktsitsu. It means to say that the pidyon will not make it chulon till the ktsitsu. That's how Baal Poder had to learn pshat in the Mishnah. Vo'ule poligole, so ule is choylakanim, Va'omar de la'acher she'niktzitzu ain't tzrichin pidyin. Ula learns that you don't need pidyin. De kedusha poka b'chdi v'kibin she'kein. So according to Ula, ze she'omar ad she'yiktzitzu. So Ula didn't have a problem. What's pshat ad she'yiktzitzu? Pshat? Lo'ibolo'imel. Laiba loima shafilo yiv dem yachsu luk du shosama she yiktsitsu. She don't have to say the way Baal Poder says that I mean that I will be paid up. It should become again Kodesh. Elo loima, it's coming to tell she kedusha is adoy says man. That's got that she yiktsitsu according to lo. Umei says man ve ilach tivka kedushosa. That's got that she yiktsitsu. So it comes out. So this, let's understand. We have a shtickle problem over here. Baal Poder says chayzes v'kedushes. Pardon, chayzes v'kedushes. Atzi yiktsu. So niktsu poidam pamachas. V'ulaim akimish niktsu shuv ein poidam. So in our Gemara, it seems the only machlokes between Ula and Baal Poder is, do you need pidyon after the ktsitsa? Now, according to Rav Moshe Kartovi, there's another machlokes. Is it in chayzes or kedushas? So why didn't the Gemara mention this according to Ula? Bohodolai polig Ula behedya amai doma Baal Poder podon chayzes or kedushas. Why didn't he mention this? Because it's not necessary. The Baal Poder gufala yoma hachidishtik teire that Baal Poder said that it's chayzris v'kedushis elamishum de svilet v'lach sheyiktsitzu tzrichem pidyin echterifrishis. Because Baal Poder had a problem what sharat sheyiktsitzu since after the ktsitzu they're still kodesh. So Baal Poder had a problem with the loshin, so Baal Poder says it is al-kocho. We have to say ad sheyiktsitzu means chayzris v'kedushis. V'kiven de poligalei ule ahaydin. And since Ula says, I wish to disagree with you, Achi yiktsitsu means that the gedusha is chal till the ktsitsa. V'oma, kiven sheniktsitsu shuv ein poidin. Memela kula milse polig. So memela, on the first thing, is also chaylik. That means Baal Poder a hechech, and the minute the hechech is bottle, so the whole shtick teire becomes bottle. Ule ule. So according to ule, kisnan b'mas nisin ein lehem pidyin. So that what it says in the Mishnah ein lehem pidyin is not the way Baal Poder says that the pidyin will not be moitziyat lechulam because it's chayzres agdoishis. He gufa osa lashminam. Shamagdish dover atzman yodua. Mi oiseis man ve'iloch nivka kedusha osoi. That if I magdish something for a zman, so soon as this man comes, you do n'aylem pidyon means you do not need pidyon. You do not need pidyon. Not that pidyon won't help the way Baal Poder learned pshat.
ain't lem pidyin. No, when this man will come, there's no need of pidyin. Vein tzarich pidyin. You don't need pidyin. That's number one. Umotza raglayim lepirushay. So now, so bekitzel, the Ramoshe Kartovi was machadish, that is a double machloikis between Balpade and Ule. And since Ula holds, you do not need pidyin, so Ula does not hold the halach of chayzes ukdushis. So he found a raglayim to this perish by Yerushalmi. That in the Yerushalmi it says the Tolu plucked the Balpade v'ule becheskiye v'rabi Yechanan. It's the same achloik as cheskiye v'rabi Yechanan. The Gresin and Hossam, cheskiye omar podon chosru l'ktushosu. Rabbi Yechanan omar podon ptuyin. It's not chosru l'ktushosu. So the Gemara asks, Mas nisim pligi elei de Rabbi Yochanan? I don't understand you, Rabbi Yochanan. The Mishnah says, ein lem pidyin. So the Yerushalmi understands ein lem pidyin means that the pidyin cannot make it chulun because it's chayzris gedushes. So how could you, Rabbi Yochanan, say, podom ptuyim? The Mishnah says, ein lem pidyin. Mas nisim pligi de Rabbi Yochanan? Ein lampidyon, posalolach sheyiktzitzu ein lampidyon. He says, no, you're learning wrong pshat in the Mishnah. Not the Mishnah means ein lampidyon, the pidyon before the ktzitzu cannot be moitzi lechulen because it's chayzres ekdoishes. No, ein lampidyon means you don't need pidyon after the ktzitzu. Kloima ein tzricha is pidyon. Alme betalti pligi. So this is a double machlik. Va'ainu, and with this we'll see the lekamon besomach. Omar, the Gemara says lebal poded omar podon v'chayz reisekdushes. According to bal poded that holds chayz reisekdushes. I said according to bal poded, according to the Rashi, everyone holds chayz reisekdushes. Alme bal poded b'chutu di omar hochi. Bal poded, that's a bal poded zashtik teire. Number one, Hilkach. Number two, so first of all, the Rashbet said there's no machloikis in the side of Chayzus and Gedushe, so he says, I wish to disagree with you, there's a big machloikis. So machloikis ule and barpode. And number two, I'll tell you, Hilkach, afilo timtzoloima, the Hilchaseke barpode, a fellow will say that we paskin like Baal Pader, midishokel v'tor Rabbi Yochanan alibei, v'amal leishono shepodonu, avopodon macherim, a fellow will say we do paskin like Baal Pader. And we do say chayzus ukdushes. You know when we say this? V'felohochi davke behegdishu da'omahochi, b'shem d'kdusha leipoko b'chdi. That means, Barpade had to say hishtik teire, because Barpade had a problem, what is pshat atche yiktzitzu? You can't say atche yiktzitzu means that the hegdish should last till the ktzitzu, because kdusha lepoge bechdi. So therefore atche yiktzitzu has to mean chayzres kdushis. Avodine momenis. But the Ramosha Katoivish schreit auf der Rashba, but I sell you something at Sha'alel Yerushalayim. So there, what is Pshad at Sha'alel Yerushalayim? There you have a problem of Tushalay Poka Bechdi. If I sell you something at Sha'alel Yerushalayim, means I'm selling you this man at Sha'alel Yerushalayim. So there, Philo Ba'apad is moide that you don't say Chois Reis. The whole Baal Pada had a problem in our Mishnah, because our Mishnah is speaking about Hegdish Leipoka Bechdi, so there we have to say a new pshat in Atshe Yiktzitzu. But by Chayshe Mishpat, you don't have to say new pshatim. Atshe Ali Rishalayim means Atshe Ali Rishalayim, that the Kenyan should be, I'm selling it to you till Atshe Ali Rishalayim.
Avo, dine momenis, kiven de vadai,
Schiye de Mamayna Pokebekdi. So Ashalo Yerushalayim has a poshet epshat. Chedemrinon nichsei loch va'achrecho leploini. If I say that the nechosim should be to Reuven, and I'm saying whatever Reuven leaves over should belong to Shimon. Ein lisheini alamasha shiyarishin. So whatever first one used up, so it was nichsei loch. But we say whatever is left over belongs to the sheini. Umashi shiyarishin miu islay de pokas chusay de rishin bechdi. So we see that it doesn't go to the rishin's yorshim. I'm giving it to you, loch. Vachecho, afterwards, it's yours for a month. Vachecho leplaini. Ochinami ki yom asodi nesuna loch at she'ala lirushalayim, mechi'ala lirushalayim, pokas chusay. Hilkach, l'mayn neyme, d'chiyom ha-tsha'alosh niskabu loyme, shefilo yikno isi mimenu tarzal yisknuyo l'mekabal. Hovadai les lom l'mayn mahoch. We have no right to say such a pshetl. Given this lom l'fushay, lishnei kipashtay. Why do you have to say pshetlach in the loshen? Say poshet. Loyme shen niskabu, l'hakno isa mistom aloy, עד שיאלו לירושלים בלבד, ולוי לאחר מכאן, אלו דבור רבזל. So, אמור דקטיינה, that רמי שכתוב, he had on the Rashba. I mean, he had a different Gemara. This, first of all, it's not a דבור מוסקים between Ule and Balpada. And by moment, אפילו Balpada would be מוידה. And we don't say that he's צריך מאפ. Now the Rashba himself that assumed that by Momen also there will be the din that's choyze or makna isoy, or yechoychech bidinoy loyme the ein dinze ele bemagdish bilvad. He said, maybe only by hegdish this will work. Mishum the hegdish chal biktushes peh. Because Hegdish is chal b'kedushas peh or b'amira l'chut. So memele, I could say, if I'm saying that netiyas elu Hegdish ad sheyiktzitzu, so with the kedushas peh, I could be magdish for now, lacha she'efte, so memele, one kedushas peh will help on all this manim after I'm be paid the kedusha spell be mag will help to be mag to show this man. Yeah, v'hu adin lohim yekar kezer laniim. That means, by Matnas Aniyim, we also say, Amirosei Ligvoye Kimisirosei Ladyat. I mean, there's a Machlokes HaRishayim in this Inyan, by Bepichazut Stokes, there also such an Inyan, that Amirosei Ligvoye Kimisirosei Ladyat. Avo Bemakne Lechaveiroi Baalme, but by a person, Loi. The b'may koniho afilu omaloi meyachshov yevshiloi liknais elo bekesev b'shtar b'chazoke. That means the second time it can only be koinle bekesev b'shtar b'chazoke bekesev b'shtar chazoke shenas al mechazei matan ezuri shayno kshechos ezev ekona kvar kolso kniyosen shaleilu l'besoiv b'may yikne. So, l'chayre, this is the horror which we had mentioned at the beginning of this year, that if the first kesef was given for the first purchase of the karka, so you don't have a maisi kinyin on the second purchase of the karka, unless we'll say 25 putas for each time that, I mean, that's l'chayre, the Rashba's kasha, that means for each new chalois kinyin, need a new maise kinyin. Need a new maise kinyin. So memele, so you'll need 25 plutas or how many times will be kainet? So, we don't know how many times will be kainet. But Stamazay, if I give a pluta now, it won't help for later because this pluta is helping for the first kinyan. The same thing by chazoke. This chazoke is helping for the first kinyan. Now there's a new kinyan, you need a new chazoke. I feel I'll say me'achshav. And by shtar, you'll need a new shtar also. Now on shtar, Rav Shimon Shkop says he doesn't understand the Rashba. He says, because shtar, if I'm writing in the shtar, that so does a zu take new year loch at sha'ale Yerushalayim, so in the shtar, we are speaking about the 25 kinyonim, which will be at sha'ale Yerushalayim means that if I'll purchase it back from you 25 times, it again should be yours. At sha'ale Yerushalayim means with this shtar, you should be kinder now, you should be kind the next time and the third time, etc., etc. So Rab Shimon does not understand why with one shtar can you make 25 kinyonim. With one pluta, he understands you can make 25 kinyonim. With one chazok, he understands you can make 25 kinyonim. But why with one shtar, this is a sefer hamiknes, I'm saying it should be, so this shtar, it's a maise kinyan for now and for later and for later and for later. So this Rab Shimon Mutschitzich, he doesn't understand the Rashba, why shtar should not work for, one shtar should not work. About Kaponim, the Rashba is mitzadeh to say that v'chlal, this won't work by Chosh and Mishpat because the kinyan, if you're using up the kinyan for the first kinyan, it cannot be used again for the second kinyan, for the second hakna. The Rashba is that b'chayshem mishpat this will not work because the maise kinyan, which was used up for the first hakna, was used up already, so we can't use it again for a second hakna. But on shtar, Rav Shimon Tain is that since it's written in the shtar, all these kinyonim which we want the shtar to create, so by shtar there should not be a problem. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Now we're coming to a very difficult Gemara. Omar lei Rav Hamnune, Kedusha shebehen leheichon holcho. Now, Rav Amnune is asking a kasha on Ula. That means Ula said, that's klar that Ula said, kivin shenikzitzu shuv ein poidon. There's no need to be poide because he was magdish ad sheyikzitzu. So Rav Amnune asked, but it was Kodosh till now. So what happened with the Kedusha? Uma, and he said a marshal, Uma ilu oma le'isho, hayoim at ishti, ulemochol I at ishti, minafke beloiget. So you also say the same thing, he made an eishes ish for today. So automatically tomorrow, just for today, l'machiyatishti. So you'll say, well, she's only an eshesish for a day. So it seems we say asvare kedusha shebehen leichanol. She's an eshesish for today. She remains an eshesish till she'll get a get. So if I was magdish the netiyas remain kadosh till I'm paid to them. Omar le'rove, so Rove told Rav Amnune, Miko medames kedushas domim l'kedushas aguf. So Rove tainet to Rav Amnune, you're bringing a raya from Eishes Ish to Netiyas. Netiyas is Kedushas Domim. Eishes Ish is Kedushas Aguf. Kedushas Domim Poka Bechdi. Kedushas Domim Poka Bechdi. Kedushas Aguf Loi Poka Bechdi. So Memele, so Rove is Veemferring Ule, and he says, your Kasha is not Shver Anule, because you're speaking about Kedushas Aguf. Kedushas Aguf, you're right, is such a Yesod, Kedusha Leipoka Bechdi. Ule is speaking about Kedushas Domim, Kedushas Domim is Poka Bechdi. Omale Abaye, so Abaye spoke to Rove, and Abaye said, Kedushas Haguf Loipoka Bechdi. That means you're telling us Kedushas Haguf Loipoka Bechdi. Vasanya, we learned in the Baraisa, Sheir Ze Oilo. A person said, Sheir Ze Oilo, Kedushas Haguf. Kol Lamed Yoim. It should be an Oilo for 30 days. Ula Acha Lamed Yoim, Shlomim. It should be a Shlomim. So it says in the Baraisa, Kol Lamed Yoim Oilo. The first 30 days it's an Oilo. La'acha Lamed Yoim Shlomim. That's what he said, that's what becomes. V'amai, Kedushas Haguf Nino Poka Bechdi. So you see, Tefillah Kedushas Haguf is also Poka Bechdi. That means, so he's tending to Rave. Rava is saying that Kedushas, that means that Ule is speaking about Kedushas Domim. By Kedushas Domim, there's a Seida Poka Bechdi, but we're speaking about Kedushas Aguf is different. Kedushas Aguf is also Poka Bechdi. So Rava said, and Childik, you're learning long pshat in the Baraisa. Hoche b'mayaskinen de omar le domi. Sher ze oilo, does that mean he was magdishit for an oilo? If he would say sher ze oilo, it should be an oilo, forget about it. So it's an oilo. It won't become a shlomim after 30 days. It's an oilo for good. Dushas aguf leipoke bechdi. No, sher ze oilo means that I said the domim of this shoyer should be used to, is hugdish to purchase a kol ben oilo. So, Sheir Ze Oilo is a Kedushas Sheir Ledomov. It's not a Kedushas Haguf. It's a Kedushas Sheir Ledomov. The Omer Ledomi. So, Memele, so I'm sticking to what I said till now. Kedushas Domim, Poka Bechdi. Kedushas Haguf, Loi Poka Bechdi. You found a Baraisa Sheir Zu Oilo. Is Adlamid Yoim is only an oil to Lamed. It's speaking about that he said, Sheirzu Kodesh Lidomov Liknes Boyoilo. So it's like Dushas Domim. Dushas Domim is Poka Bechdi. Finished. Yehochi, so Abaye said, that's how you learn Pshat in the Baraisa. Let's go further. Aim a Sefer. Let's go to the Sefer. La'acha Lamed Yoim. The Sefer says it other way. He said, La'acha Lamed Yoim Oilo. After 30 days, it should be an Oilo. Ume'achshav Shlomim. Now it should be a Shlomim. And he said, first, after 30 days, it should be an Oilo. Now it should be a Shlomim. I amret b'shloimem chode b'kdushas aguf v'chode b'kdushas dam. Now this l'chayre, the Sefer is repetitious. Again, we're speaking about that we have a Kedusha, which is Poka Bechdi. The Reish is speaking about Kedusha's Oilo is Poka after 30 days, it becomes a Shlomim. The Sefer is speaking about Kedusha's Shlomim is Poka, and then it becomes an Oilo. So it's Miyuter. So if we'll say that the Yuter is coming to tell us Bein B'Kedusha's Domim, Bein b'kedushas aguf is poka bechdi, the way I learned pshat. Yamet b'shloim achoda b'kedushas aguf, achoda b'kedushas domim. Hainu de itzach leiletane le misni tanti. So that's why I need two baraises. The salke daita chamina, I would think, let's look at the bach, kedushas domim poke bechdi, kedushas aguf loy poke bechdi. It's a motto lahochi, therefore, tone tauti. So he says, no, no chile, kedushas domim, kedushas aguf. Ela yamrit edve di kedushas domim, but if you'll tell me, both of them are speaking about kedushas domim, is lomili lamisni talti, hashta yesh loima, mikdusha chamura likdusha kala poko. If the Tana first told us that a kedushas oilo will be nifka to become a kedushas shlomim, mikdushas kala likdusha chamura tzricha lameima, so we see from this baraisa that a filukdushas aguf is also poka bechti. So, fragt die Gemara, leimet hevi tufte de ba'pod. So, lechere, at the present time, we're saying as follows. At the present time, we are saying that Ula had said, kedusha poka bechti. Chavam Nunes had the Kedusha Poka Bechdi, and he brought a raya, Yem Atish and Mochi Atish. Now, Rove said, that's a good kasha. There is such a concept that Kedusha Loi Poka Bechdi, you're 100% right, but that's not correct. Kedusha Saguf, Kedusha Domim is different. And Abaye told him, so that means, so Rove is giving, he's for emphering Ula, he's speaking about Kedusha's Domim. Abaye said that I wish to disagree with you, that's not the Kedusha's Agav is also Poker Bechdi. Kedusha's Agav is also Poker Bechdi. And, so now we have Ba'apodah's a big problem. So Ba'apodah was speaking about Kedusha's Domim. Zicha Poker Bechdi. So why did Ba'apodah say that the niktzitzu k'toshes achapodo? Why do you have to be paid to that? K'toshes domim is poker b'chdi. V'chi k'toshes shebehen l'heichan holcho d'loi svir alei d'tifka b'chdi. That means Rav Amnune did not hold that Kedusha can be poka b'chdi. V'im taima. Tinach l'may de mefashinim b'mas nisin. De behegdish mamish askinon. So now the Ran is making a cheshben ha'nefesh. We had started off in the Mishnah that the stup shot him netiyis elu kainom. Should be a korban. Either it means it should be hegdish, or it should be a kainam. Zokteran, tinach lamaydem fashin masis in the begdish, mamish askinen, ikalem ifrachochi. So this is a good kash. Avolei doch pirusha de perishna de bekainam is askinon, but if we are, the Mishnah is speaking about kainam is, so what's bechlal? Rav Amnunes kashe, heich esolek adaita de kainomis leipoka bechdi. That means he held, if I make a kainom for his man, it's not chal. Was nan beperik hanoida min hayerik, sha'at nenes li ad ha-pesach. A husband told his wife, you cannot have hanor from me till Pesach. That's the neder. That means if you go from now till Sukkis to your father's house, you cannot have an offer me from now till Pesach. So if she went before Pesach, so she's also to have an offer. Ada Pesach stay in the Mishnah. Alme de la acher ha Pesach, poke isurim emele. So we see from here that
that the Iser is till Pesach. You see, klar, by Kainomis, if you give as man till when the Kainom should last, it only lasts till then, Ada Pesach. Al Medacha Pesach, Poki Isura Memele. So Memele, so the Ran has a Shekleche Kashe. So what is Rav Amnunas Kashe Kedusha Lepoke Bechdik? That's by Kedusha, Isha, but here we're speaking about Kainomis. Kach hiksho harav Rabbeinu Yoyne zal. V'tiret, so the Rabbeinu Yoyne answered, hanemili bekoimen proti, ki hosom. That Mishnah is speaking about a kainem proti, she'ein echal ela alishta. He asked his wife from having a no from him. So this is a kainam proti, umishem hochi kolash isurei upoka bechdi. This is a shvache isa upoka bechdi. Avo kainam kloli. So Mamel, we had mentioned from the Meiri that a kainam proti is pshat, is an isa hegdish. But it's not a kedushas aguf. Avo kainam kloli, ki haide mas nisen de netiyas halolo osa lo akula alme. He asked the Netinius and everyone, ki hechi de olim, de tofis pidyoinam kehegdish, just like a koinam kloli. We had mentioned on Dav Chof Chesom at base, there's a din pidyon by a koinam kloli, because he has a kedushas aguf. Tidom aramei lekamam b'resh perkem b'amuda. That's why it says, ein lam pidyon, yesh lam pidyon, we're talking about koinomis. Achinami svir lon de chamiri v'loi poke b'chdi. So also it has the same din of Laipoka Birdi. Now let us skip the vial, the next ram, which is a very shvera ram. We need it tomorrow. We'll just learn the one afterwards. Ochenami Damaladomi, Chagoin Dahavi Balmum. It's a balmum, the ilu tam, a filomba ledomi, kodish kdushas haguf, the kaimelon hamatvis tmimum lebede kabayis midim izbeach loyotso. If a person is magdish tmim lebede kabayis, it becomes a korban automatically. Now, the Achoinim ask on this Ran, I mean, he was speaking about, not Magdish Lebedek Habayis, it's Domo of the Kolban, it's nothing to Magdish Tumim by the Habayis. Vika Mandiyoma, the high perukis solik lerove, the svirale de kdushas domim poke bechdi, that this is a teretz according to Rove. That means, Rove had differentiated between kdushas domim, kdushas agu, and Abayis Takasha from Abarais Shloishim Yomim Oilon, then Shbi Yishlomim. So he said, speaking about Lidme, Avol Bar Poda Akati Loi Niche. But according to Bar Poda, it's no good. Lididei for Lekdushas Domim Nami Loi Poke Berdi. Veikaman Diyoma Dafilo Bar Poda Niche. The Kivin the Magdish Lidme Yaskinen. Since it is speaking about, it was Magdish Lidomov, Mukilo Bar Papode Kishapodoy. So, if he's Magdish Lidomov, and he was Poydet, Mishamochi Chayla Leila Achalamid Yom Kedusha Shlomim. So that's why the Kedusha Shlomim is Chal, because it's speaking about it was Poydet, and you can be Poydet since it was Magdish Lidomov. So what's the chiddush? Nearly the salke daita chamina shekivin shebisho shomalach alamit shlomi loyho yoroi lochel the kdushas oilu loypoke berdi vekivin shekain neime the filu laacher shepodo the kdushas oilu loytochel kdushas shlomi. Tamash Malon, the Kedusha Shlomim, Mitle Talye Vekaimo, Chimashkaches Ravcho, Chaylo. So, Fakerzo, according to Bar Poda, this will also be Faremfert, that even though Bishas, when he made the Kedusha Shlomim,
the dummy also, according to Ma'apod, is like Pod Bachdi. So when he made the Kedusha Shlomim, it couldn't be Chal, because it was then Kaddish Tomov Lo'ilo. So that's like Pod Bachdi. But Al Kaponim, the Kedusha is Chal. It's Mitli Tolevi Kaimus. If I'll be paid the Kedusha Soilo, then it can be Chal, it should be Kaddish Tomov Lo'ilo.